Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
96.5 TIC is Gina J. Look who's checking in. It's Charlie Puth. Hello, Charlie.
Man, how you doing?
Doing great. You know, I just saw you on American Idol the other night.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting about that is that I'm very fortunate to have people who understand lighting around me when they're helping me film a video. And obviously, I can't have anybody over. So they shipped me a box of lights, and I had to like plug anything in and light my whole set myself.
Yeah, well, that's what they're doing with the contestants too. They're shipping the microphones and lights, and then they have to put it all together and take it from there and do their performances.
But I think it's better. I think because the viewer at home can be like, wow, they're literally using what I have in my hand as well.
Yeah, that, and I'm kind of nosy. I like to see how people's houses look and how they decorate and how they decorated the contestants that night.
Yeah, I think there's going to be like a little trend of who can come up with like the craziest decor in their background.
And then you did something with Gabby, which I thought was so cool because she was on a few seasons ago on American Idol.
Yeah, Gabby's so talented. I said this before, but I'll say again, I just DM'd her. And I think they said that on Idol, too.
Yeah.
And I only do that to songs where I wish I wrote them. And I just really wanted to hear a song with, like, a long run-on chorus. And I heard that song the next day after I made that declaration. And I was like, damn, I wish I wrote that. I'm going to try and get on the remix. So, and it went number one.
I know. That is so cool. Now, did you do something with Elton John? Because that's on your Instagram. And I'm like, okay, tell us more.
Yeah, Elton. Tell us more. Elton is a good friend. Elton's a good friend of mine, and he lives very close to me.
Oh,
so we just get together like every week, and you know, it's like it was really special because he was sitting in my studio, which was newly finished. I just finished the studio, and my parents just happened to be at my house, and we were all 6 feet apart safely.
Mm-hmm.
And he was breaking down how he wrote "Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me" in front of my parents, who were just like, I could see them melting. It was a real treat for me and for them as well. And for him, he said he loves coming over here. So I found a new songwriting partner.
That's awesome. I was like, I saw that photo. I'm like, wow. I go, we know how you're keeping busy. Because, I mean, this is a tough time for a lot of people. And that's why, actually, yeah, we're doing Feed CT. And I'm hearing that we're over 20,000 meals now that that our listeners have provided for the Salvation Army of Southern New England. So,
wow. See, that's why you guys are doing great things. Some great things are coming about from this COVID-19 business. I know it's not a lot of great things, but I try and, you know, try my best and see all the great things that are coming about from it.
Yeah, because you do see people pulling together. When I heard we were doing this, I'm like, wow, 25,000 meals, can we do it? We have until 7 o'clock tonight, and we're probably going to go over, I'm hoping.
25,000 meals.
Yeah.
That shows you how the power of radio, the power of listeners and people finding together. And
right.
Everyone, we all have a common goal.
Yeah, and it's just like you need to help other people out. And it's a hard thing sometimes that you feel like you have to ask, because it's like, I know people are going through a hard time. I know, like, you did Jersey for Jersey. I mean, there's so many different fundraiser things that are going on.
Yeah, Jersey for Jersey. I was very happy that they reached out to me to be a part of that, because I was there for Hurricane Sandy. Jersey's been, we're all going through a lot right now. But Jersey and New York, they're going through a lot. And to be alongside Danny DeVito, Bruce Springsteen, and Bon Jovi, and Whoopi Goldberg, and so many New Jersey icons, and you know, little old me. It was a big honor to just be in that lineup, just to spread that message. It wasn't really about me per se. It was just more about me, like being part of the whole thing.
Right. And Springsteen called you? Because I saw you posted something about that.
Yeah, Springsteen rang me the next day because his manager reached out to me and said he'd love to. He's such a genius, but he reached out to me and asked me to sing "Growing Up," which I knew very well, and I even transposed it in the same key that Bruce did. And I tried to. I have a very different voice than Bruce, but I was getting ready for like all the hate, like, and I was like, "Oh, people are gonna rip me apart!" Like, who's this kid singing a Bruce Springsteen song? It's such an iconic song, and I got praised for it. And that was, that's not what it's about. It's more about New Jersey and the pandemic relief fund. Yeah. But it was just nice to do something for my state.
Right, that's awesome. And then people weren't attacking you for it too, which makes it even better.
That was the cherry on top.
So I see that you're a fan of Tiger King.
Some fan put this thing together because I went through a phase where I dyed my hair blonde, and
yeah,
I guess
I remember that. Yep.
That was a moment. I guess it looked like his hair, and they put my face on it, and it looked strikingly similar.
It was
pretty
funny.
A real treat to wake up to that.
Do you see that Nicolas Cage has been cast to play him in an upcoming TV series?
Well, I said to Rob Lowe the other day, I thought he would be a great Tiger King as well.
I think Rob Lowe, though, I think he actually was supposed to play him. I had read, too.
Yeah, I told him, like, dude, you are the Tiger King. I can't tell if he liked that or not, but he laughed.
Well, are you watching his show, 911 Lone Star?
Yeah, I mean, I don't watch any TV show, but now that I only watch my friend's shows. So I watch... You know, I watch Courtney's shows, I watch Rob's shows, anything that my friends are acting in, because I'm a horrendous actor, and it would be a dream of mine to have a small, I would play a janitor in any sitcom. I just want to, like, do something a little bit different than music for just 2 seconds, but I still love music, but I'm very envious of all my friends who act very well.
Oh, I'm sure they would give you a part.
I'll bring everyone coffee. I don't care.
All right. Well, thank you, Charlie. I'm so glad you called in. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Do you have other stuff coming up that we should be looking out for, like any other charity events coming up or any music?
Let's see. I'm looking at my calendar. Look at the month of June. I'll just say unofficially that I really like the month of June.
June.
I like it because it's warm and I like June.
All right. You heard it here first. It's going to be June. Okay.
You definitely did.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. Stay safe, and we'll be looking for you in June.
Thank you. Congrats on 25,000, by the way. That's really amazing.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.